The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Misfit Toys.
Hey. There was no show opening. I didn't throw to the show with my phone. Were you scared? I know the AC is on, but it's so comfortable in here. I'm in the podcast studio. But it's very cozy and it's... Oh, I feel great. And I want to remember to... You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do it right off the bat. Right off the bat, I'm going to say Vermont Comedy Club. October. Chip Chantry's going to open the show. He's also there because I'm working on my act, getting it ready for this New York thing. I always work on my act, but I'm really working on it. So Chip can open the show and be great at that. It's nice to have someone who can headline also open the show. It's really powerful, especially when they go out there and they do it. I mean, Chip goes out there, he gets right to work. And that in 1 minute, everyone knows, oh, okay, this guy's fucking funny. You know, there's people like that. But Vermont, I mean, you know, I'm going to have Cam out there. Steve George is coming out. We have a great local drummer. And I'm definitely putting some music out in the lobby. You know, we're going to make it like look like, it looks like, it, you know what? It easily looks like a cool jazz club because it has the bones of it. Oh, I don't really do that much there. I mean, they greet me with a lot of positivity there. That's a club that you want to see succeed. They love comedy. It's in their bones. And it's a big compliment, but they deserve it. And I want to see them succeed. I want to see them succeed. Vermont Comedy Club. Because you know what? Sometimes someone that cares about comedy can also have a successful business. It's more likely that, you know, you see people that... But that's true with anything. How many... percentage of, you know, there's a lot of music, there's a lot of lawyers, there's a lot of everything, and then there's a small percentage that really get it. So, and when that happens, the good news is it happens. There are very successful clubs that care about comedy. It's just not always. So anyway, we're doing the black tablecloths in there, keyboard in the bar before the show. It's going to be like an event. Okay, so this week's show. Sorry, I get carried away. This week's show is the second part of Aaron Gosh, who was great. I didn't do an opening to the show last week, so I didn't really talk about Aaron, but Aaron was great. He came in like 10 minutes later. It's like we knew each other our whole lives. He was great. Of course, I get podcast hangover the next day. I'm like, why didn't I... He does so many good voices and characters, and instead I have him eating jelly beans. It's embarrassing. My show is embarrassing. I'm apologizing now if there's any
if there's any people that came to the show because they like Aaron Gosh and they're going, oh, I'd like to hear what he does in the Todd Glass show. I'm apologizing, Nal. He was underutilized. I'm not feeling well lately. I've become ill. Come on. I'm back. My show's back. And from what I understand, better than ever. And I'm not reading these reviews, but my friends are. I told you, I realized the fake persona that I have on the show, I think I even talk about it on this show, because I'm very aware of it lately, is the real persona that Donald Trump has. Oh, people have been talking about it. But it is true. A friend of mine went on the websites. See, I can go right back to a bit. You can break a bit and go right back to it. That's... I will reference the Dean Martin show. I really believe when I start... I never really watched the Dean Martin show till like 5 years ago. And on YouTube. And I was like, wow, Dean Martin... You know, you learn, you're like, you think you know who somebody is. You know, you like, you think you know who Elvis is. But then you go, no, now I really know who Elvis is. Maybe you watch a documentary on them or you really get into their music or whatever their work was. But he would laugh. He didn't try to hide it. He would just break up laughing and then go right back to the bit. Right back to the bit. So, you know, that's... that's possible. So I can go right back to the bit too and self-aggrandize myself. But no, seriously. See, watch me do it. Seriously, they were... I don't go to the websites because it makes me uncomfortable. See how good my acting is? You really think I'm going somewhere. I honestly don't go to the... I don't read the comments. I used to, and it's tempting. But my brother's like, oh, all over it. They're like, the Todd Glass show. I'm like, well, that makes me feel good. I go, sometimes I'll lean in. I'll go, are they really saying that? Wow. Like, what other stuff are they saying? What is it? No. Just like how it's obviously the production value has gone. They literally said that. You're not just saying it because, you know, I got all new microphones and Cole's been coming down here from the Guitar Center. By the way, there is a buzz in the background. It's the AC. I'm tempted this week, the next time I do a show in here, to start the show at 8 or 9. So I don't need the AC on. And then, well, I could do even a little test. I haven't even done a little test. Like, before the show starts, just record like 2 minutes and turn the air off. But I'm pretty sure that noise you're hearing still is the air. Because God knows I can't do any more with the production. After this, I'm going to start blaming Cole. I'm going to tell my listeners to go to the Guitar Center and ask if Cole's in, and then say, Cole, real nice, like real nice. Don't do what was with customers or anything. But maybe when there's been no customers, go, hey, Cole, how you doing there, buddy? Hey, what's the deal? You having trouble getting rid of the buzz on the Todd Glass show? Yeah. I mean, there's a board and some mics. We should be able to figure this out. If he says get new speakers, I'll get new speakers. But... for now, I think we're good. So here's the deal. So next week, I'm going in Friday. I'll tell you this. I don't hide anything. And I'm getting a bone spur removed out of my heel. So next week, I'm going to do a show, a full show, but from like my bed. I'll have my bed. Of course, I'll have my bed. My iPad. And then a little speaker for the iPad. But it'll be a full show from bed. And most likely on some pain medicine. And I might have somebody over. It might be real cozy to do it from bed and have somebody else sit, like, in the chair in my room. And we'll just, like, move it closer together and just, like, just two people hanging out. It certainly have a different... What if I said no sound cues? Whoa. I wouldn't do none, but I would, no, I don't want to do that. Would it be good for me to do it? Is the question. If it's not good for me, then why should I do it? Is it... are the jingles in anybody's... you having a problem with the jingles, everybody? You got a little problem with the jingles? Because let me tell you something. I'll pack those jingles up. Bring them to Branson. They'll love it. They'll love it. You know what I'm going to end up talking about? Oh, so that's what the show will be next week. In bed with Todd. Okay? So that'll be real nice. So that's it. So Aaron Gosh, everybody. Shut the front door, Aaron Gosh. Again, to the people that maybe he sent here. Not sent, but like, hey, you know, people stroll around. They go, I like Aaron. Oh, he's on the tag list. Let me see if that, is that a good vehicle for him? Because I love Aaron. I hope on that Todd Glass show that Todd lets him shine. Aaron Gosh needs to shine. And Todd Glass, he can't be holding him back. Making him eat jelly beans. All right, I'll Kevin Meany it, Vinny. Kevin Meany it. Here I go. I'm going to Kevin Meany it. Making him eat jelly beans. He's a talented man. You don't make him eat jelly beans. Your father doesn't make him eat jelly beans. Your brother doesn't make him eat... Why do you make him come in there and eat jelly beans? How's that entertaining? How is it? Walking around. That's not a podcast. It's an annoyance. Making the guest eat jelly beans for too long. Nobody wants to guess. Nobody wants to guess how long jelly beans are, how many there are. Your father doesn't want to. I don't want to. Nobody wants to guess it. Aaron Gosh was underutilized. Making a talented person come in and sit there and eat jelly beans. It's not right. It's not right. We sent the Rimmermans down there to listen to your podcast. All right, enough. All right, everybody. How about the way Duncan went to close last week? He was right on money, the money. 5-4, whatever he started at. Boom, it was a fun part two. I shouldn't have whispered after it. I thought Aristotle would have the good sense to take it out. But instead he took my directions. Leave the whispering in. Should have been 10, 9, 8, 7. Boom. Not me. Duncan, I apologize. And if you listen to the show, please text me and tell me you accept my apology. And I'll know exactly what you mean. All right. I love you. I'm proud of you. I adore you. And I think you're going to join part two of the Todd Glass Show with Aaron Gosh. Already in progress.
This is good shit.
This is the opening of the Late Show. We have a Coke or a can of like coffee.
I'm all right. Thank you.
I'm good. I mean, I have my water. My water. My water. Wow. Yeah, I'll leave. This is the opening of the... Anything. This is the opening of the Late Show, everybody.
This really is a real show.
It's a real show. Yeah. I'm not shitting around.
A lot of these other shows, they say they're real, but... They're, I mean,
well,
you know,
scared.
They're not so real. You've been to those shows. You're like, I don't think... We both...
When I was on Marc Maron, I was like, oh, this is bullshit.
That's right. And you know what? Now that those guys are out of the room,
it's
I feel
in your
like,
garage.
Me,
embarrassing.
Hello.
Yeah.
You get it, Aaron. I thought the same thing. Come on. Show a little. Build a shed.
I mean, you have a lot of money. Speaking of millionaire, he's got to be at least a $5 million.
He's got to be at least a zillionaire.
He's got to be at least a zillionaire.
By the way, did you read that Norm Macdonald book?
Mm-mm.
It's insane, actually.
It's really?
Really crazy. It's not at all about his life. He goes off in, like, crazy different directions. I actually love that book.
Did you see the special that he recorded after when he knew that he was facing...
You know, I started to watch it. It was kind of like, it's not really a real special, though. But, you know, I used to love him. He's one of my favorite comedians ever.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff I see they chop up on TikTok about him. And it's always fun to see someone put, like, funny Norm stuff. Yeah, it's
on
good
the,
he died.
The late night show stuff, he was always hilarious.
He brought
on,
it on David
Conan
Letterman. He
stuff.
Did not fuck around. He seemed like with David Letterman, he always knew, like, bring your A game.
Okay, hold on. Now we're going to eat these. This is the opening to the Late Show, everybody. This is the opening to the Late Show. Let's bring our mics down, and we're going to eat peanut butter pretzels with you. If you go, oh, you're eating on the air, you go, no, we're not. This is the opening to the Late Show. It's a warmer, cozier vibe.
We second show, we're getting sloppy.
Second show, we get sloppy, right? You get it, Aaron. We're not like the first show. Oh, you're doing a show. Don't you need that? No, we're getting like, we're going to eat some peanut butter pretzels, and we're going to be with you. And you know what? We hope you're crunching on something, even if it's carrots and peanut butter.
Hey, we hope you're crunching. We hope you're munching out
crunching
there.
Crunching and munching. And we wrote a song called Crunching and Munching. And when Alex gets back, I'm going to let you start. Let's eat our peanut butter pretzels into the mic. That way it's a bit. Mm-hmm. This is not like we're trying to talk and do something else. No, this bit is called We're Eating Peanut Butter Pretzels into the mic.
Mm. Oh, so good. Oh.
Mm. Really try to say what it feels like when you bite into anything that's good. Picture if there was jelly in there, too. React like there's jelly in there.
You wouldn't think something so dry would be so good.
No.
Mm. Hey, it's Mr. Carrot.
Ah! Oh. A classic,
oh,
classic
so
character.
Hang it over there. Oh, hi, Mr. Carrot. No, you're great. You really are. You're so good with peanut butter, Mr. Carrot.
Mr. Carrot.
He is. If you put a little, you ever put everything seasoning on carrots?
Mr. Carrot, he's a walking, talking carrot with, you know, a face and stuff.
No, just when we want something. I know. And we want something healthy.
Peanut butter pretzels, I get it.
You're just something different.
I got crunch.
Can I have that plastic bag, carrots?
Do you really want it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
No,
just
I'm going to
put it in the trash.
No, I didn't.
Okay, so that's what you think of me.
I'm going to eat them. I just won't want to eat them cold. I like to eat room temperature carrots.
Sure, normal.
But why don't you like cold carrots?
I just don't.
Is there something you're not telling us?
Oh, please. I have a show to do, and I have a guest sitting right here.
Sorry,
Mr. Carrot.
I'll say I don't want to be rude. I don't want to impose.
It's all right, Mr. Carrot.
Mr. Carrot, to be honest,
is there something
I love carrots. I just like them.
Is there something that happened with you and a cold carrot in the past that you're not?
No, doing? There's just.
Todd, swear to God?
Yes.
Swear to God.
Yeah, what do you. I just like room temperature
Todd,
carrots.
Todd, imagine the podcast is
a carrot
right
tried
now.
To touch my pee-pee.
Whoa.
Right, that's not funny.
Play the sound effect. Oh.
That's not funny. You know what? My show's better than that.
Say it again.
No. There's a brand now we start show. The Late Show, everybody.
On the cell phone.
Part two.
Sitting pretty with a brand new episode. Playing in the headphones.
Wow.
Who's
it's a fun
gonna opening. Listen to the Todd Glass Show?
Legit a good little song.
Who's gonna listen
Alan?
To each and
White.
Every podcast?
Sound effects in. That's
who's
him, not us.
Gonna listen to the time?
In the midst of this great song, he drops all this silly stuff.
Who's
I think that's what makes it funny,
isn't it? Each and every podcast. Wow. Jingle, Joe,
thought he made a meal out of it. Oh, my God, my boss is on the phone. Who's on the phone, I mean?
It's Bill Clinton again.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's
Big
up?
Big fan.
Thank you.
First time caller.
All right, what do you
Long
want?
Time
what do you
sir?
Want? I'm not a fan.
Oh, you're not a fan of me?
No, well, you did the Monica Lewinsky.
I'm a fan
Winsky.
Of you. Thin pig. Love it.
Okay, but I can still not.
That's what I call Hillary.
What you did to Monica Lewinsky was wrong.
It's just a joke.
What you did to Monica Lewinsky was wrong.
Excuse me.
I'm telling you the truth. I'm looking
not,
at you like a gentleman.
I did not.
I don't want to hear that.
Have
no, you're dumb.
Relations
no.
With that woman, Monica Lewinsky.
Don't call in the show anymore, okay? I don't want to be uncomfortable with you, but what you did.
I didn't do anything. Frankly, I don't know whose cum that was.
All right, maybe you're being honest. I don't know.
I don't even know her. She wanted me.
Is this really Bill Clinton?
Of course.
If
this
seem
wasn't
like it
really
is.
Bill Clinton, would I be hanging out with Obama?
Well, let me
hey,
talk to
Obama.
Oh, my God, it is. Oh, my God, it's Obama, everybody. It's Obama.
I'm a big fan of your show.
No, he's really on the phone.
Of course.
He's on the phone. No, Obama's on the phone.
I'm the one everyone likes.
Oh, yeah. I'm
it's definitely him. Hey, Brock, my friend Eric says hi.
Hello, Eric.
Oh, it is him.
It is really me. Obama. My wife, Michelle, and I love the Todd Glass Show.
Thank you. Well, let me tell you something. I'm what do you want?
Just came to say hello. I'll put Bill Clinton back on.
No. We have a faulty line. No, we can't. Why can't we get Bill Clinton on the line? God damn it, these phones don't work. And it's embarrassing me in front of my guests. Who is it on the phone that we can't get through? Who is it? It says it over there on the light right above that phone. Who is calling in? Oh, no, it doesn't really. Right over there, it lights up. Who's calling in? Tell me. You tell me.
Oh, my God. I think it's...
Who?
Bill Clinton.
It's who? Bill Blitzer?
I think it's William Jefferson Clinton is calling.
Okay. For real? Is it Wolf Blitzer? Did you say Wolf Blitzer?
He said Bill Clinton.
Okay.
Oh my God, Seth Rogen's on the phone.
Listen, I'm here. Hello, Seth.
Hey, it's me. I'm Seth Rogen.
Hey, Seth. What are you calling in for?
I'm currently smoking crack.
All right. Well, is that what you called to tell me?
I do crack now.
But is this really Joe Rogan?
What, you're on the phone too? It's me, Seth Rogen.
I'm not on the phone. Thank you. I'm
Joe
in my
Rogan's
studio.
Okay, gotta go.
Wait, no. Todd was go. On the phone with Seth Rogen and Joe Rogan.
No, I said it's Joe. Did I say Seth?
Well, regardless. Hey, it's me, Gelman. I just wanted to clarify. You
well,
were talking
would...
to, I believe, Seth Meyers initially. Or, no, Seth Rogen.
Did you ever win
and
the money, or did
Joe
we
Rogan.
Stop that game
no,
show?
No, that was the cliffhanger. He was at Trillions, and you're going to ask so, if he wants to win quadrillions or gazillions.
Let's go back. Are you
interchangeable
feel...
terms.
Are you ready?
Now you won 20...
Trillion.
$20 trillion. You could walk right now with money like that. But you're going to open up an art school? I try to make
I
you
guess.
Interesting. I try to... You're like, no. I try... The producers go, just tell him shit.
I
Maybe
mean,
he'll
I wasn't
agree.
Thinking of that, but it's a
now
good
you
idea.
You
want
to open up a charitable thing with a non-profit organization? Is that what I'm saying there?
Honestly, I just wanted to buy, like, a new TV or something.
Well, look at you. Well, you keep it simple. Nothing ever bad about that, idiot. Moron. Are you going to go for more money?
I'm going to go for the jillion.
You're going to go for the $1 jillion. So you're going to walk away from $25 trillion. What could you do with $25 trillion, though?
I don't know. I guess maybe open up an art school? That idea just came to me.
Well, I just said that. Anyway, well, we're good to have you here. You seem like a nice young man, and I want you to see you succeed. So for 20...
Jillion dollars.
Thank you, sir. What is the flavor? Did you
well,
get
actually,
the...
Well, actually,
I haven't
sorry.
Yet eaten a jelly bean.
Sorry, not to interrupt, Regis, but this is, since this is the jillion round, I'm just getting told by the team. This is the...
carrot versus pretzel with peanut butter in it round.
And what happens here?
I have a guess.
Whether it's a carrot or a pretzel with peanut butter in it.
This is going to be hard.
He does need to close his eyes.
So what you're going to do right now, young man, you're going to put a little peanut butter, a pretzel, or is it a carrot with peanut butter on it?
Okay.
Just to clarify, there's no peanut butter on it.
Shut up.
It's just a plain You're fine.
Part of the humor is the dichotomy in flavors.
Because I thought, like, well, if he doesn't taste the peanut butter, he's still going to guess because it's the carrot. Mainly, that's going to be the giveaway.
That's what I was thinking.
But here we go.
You're going to walk away with $26,000. What would you do with 20? I know I asked already, but it's fun.
You go down.
I love to see what people would do with 26,000. I'm sorry, it's a fun question to ask even in a bit. And see what these basically not that evolved people say. In this case, we sort of play them down as they don't have any bigger vision.
What would you do with $26 trillion, young man?
Probably buy some collectible Beanie Babies or something.
Some collectible Beanie Babies. Well, you keep it simple. And that's what Regis had to do. He couldn't go, really? I meant bigger than a vacation, you stupids. So what we're going to do over here, we're going to do the 26th day. You're going to win
$1 billion.
The audience is excited here tonight. How much is he going to win?
$1 gillion.
Feels like a wet carrot.
I don't know.
Please eat more into the microphone.
I think I'm going to have to phone a friend.
You're going to phone a friend.
I'm going to phone my friend. William Jefferson Clinton.
You know, our phone lines are not working.
Ah, damn. All right, well.
In the D.C. area. Would you like to phone somebody outside?
We do have one line that works for the phone. Do you want me to patch it in?
Yes, please.
God bless. David Spade. Your only friend. God, listen.
Oh, we can't hear it over here. Is it not coming through the house?
Huh?
I never, you know I don't cancel unless it's for real. And what happened was...
Is David Spade?
Canceling.
My awards around. I fucking pulled something.
He's moving his awards around.
And Golden Globes. I mean, fuck, how would you know? Golden Globes are heavier than they look.
All right, fuck him.
Well, they're heavy.
Let's get the game show vibe back in here.
Is this a pretzel?
Gelman, do you know what it is? You do know which one is which?
Yeah, we cleared it, and just legally we have to track the answer. So
binding with the corporate down there, that they everything is on there.
Yeah, LLC, yes.
LLC, we got the whole thing. Now, did you just put something, you were going to, what is in your mouth right now? Is that a carrot, or is it a cold, crunchy carrot, or it is a peanut butter pretzel? You can take another bite of another, whatever the item might be. Of course, you would have to forego $1,000 of your winnings. Would you like to take another bite of the item, but lose $1,000?
I already ate the full item, so I'm going to go.
You sure you don't want to take another bite into the microphone?
I believe I consumed the entire item.
So you want to take another bite. What would you do?
Confirming we do have another bite on hand.
We do have another bite. Our producers say if you'd like to take another bite.
It's being lowered.
Oh,
in.
Maybe you don't want to eat a carrot. What if that's the case?
Ate the carrot.
Oh, you ate the carrot. Oh, there's no more carrots. I know I was hoping he was going to do it with another one, but I forgot that I took the carrots and they're over here now. Can you pass me the peanut butter pretzels? Okay, so you ate that. Now, what was that? Was that a carrot? Would you like to taste the other thing?
He just threw it to me like a dog treat.
No, but shouldn't you taste to be able to tell? Is this a carrot or a peanut butter pretzel? Or was the other one a carrot or a peanut butter pretzel?
This is the other item now.
Well, one of them is a carrot. One of them is a peanut butter pretzel. Which one is which?
Well, my mouth is immediately dry while eating this.
That could be a carrot. What if I'm in cahoots with a game show to try to sway people in the wrong direction?
What would you do with a carrot?
They don't have the money. So he goes, well, I don't know. I've tasted some crunchy peanut butter pretzels in my time.
It's so close to being real.
You feel it's a carrot. You know when you feel it and then you're wrong.
Well,
oh, I ate that. It's so close. Could it be a crunchy carrot, and in your head you're thinking peanut butter, but it's not? Or is it maybe a carrot indeed, and your senses are right, and that's what you worry about with $25 trillion on the line? Would you like to walk?
Really dry. And
so you lean
buttery.
Towards carrot or peanut butter. Which one?
Well, the first one.
Yes,
that
the
I
first
ate
one that you
was
ate
was very
what did
wet and slimy.
Wet and slimy. Reminds me of my manager.
Can we try William Jefferson Clinton again? See if we can get him? Okay, he's not. He's not real.
No.
I'm going to go carrot final answer.
Oh, my God. Carrot final answer. Carrot final answer. The first one was a carrot, you're saying?
What kind of game show would the person forget?
It is a carrot indeed, and the band celebrates. It was a carrot indeed, everybody. You won $1 gazillion. Would you take that $1 gazillion?
I'm buying some new shoes.
He's buying some new shoes, everybody.
Wow, it was a carrot.
Well, you were right.
Can I pee again?
Yes.
Sorry.
Can I tell you something? I'm on the airplane. Every time you pee, you feel better when you don't have to pee.
Yeah.
That's what my dad told me right before he choked to death on a peanut butter pretzel.
Okay, bye.
Bye. I'm going to go, too, after you get back. I don't know why we won't all go at once, but it's more fun to go when somebody else goes. Oh. We're waiting for Aaron to go pee-pee. And we're going to let Alex Young show off. Great.
Thank you. It's always a treat. That was really nice. It was really nice. You know what? Tell your girlfriend I said hello.
Whoa.
If you know what I'm... No, I'm just saying. Can't be nice.
Huh?
Oh, yeah. Thank you. No, I'm just saying hello. She's sweet. She's nice. Hey, why don't you smoke a little bit? Then I have something I wanted to give you.
I don't smoke.
You don't smoke? Okay. Well, how about... Oh, the reverb's up. Let me get the music up. So we're going to do... Let me eat the rest of these peanut butter pretzels. What's that?
We're just out on the street eating pretzels.
We're out on the street. I would be happy out on the street eating pretzels.
Yeah, that's what we're doing right now. Just hanging out. We're a couple guys just hanging out in the corner eating some peanut butter pretzels.
Sound effect works, really.
Hey, I like these pretzels. You put reverb. You
hey!
Hey, how you doing?
Pretzels?
Hey, you out on the sidewalk? Hey, this guy's from New York.
I'm eating pretzels here.
Hey, guys. Look. Guys, look. This guy's playing the saxophone.
Oh.
Gabagoo, gabagoo, gabagoo. Hey.
Why don't Bangu. You go on call GGL and get
go,
a get
go, go. USA, USA, USA. Hey, you like pizza? You can't get pizza like this nowhere else. I'll shove it up your fucking ass. We got the best goddamn pizza.
It's because our water.
Our water.
Our water.
Oh, you can't get any pizza only in New York. Let me tell you something. I got a good piece of pizza in Pittsburgh. Suck it.
No, no, you didn't. No, you didn't.
I did.
You got to get the water, the New York water, and then you fold it. And you
bro, a slice? Are you kidding? A slice? Bro.
I don't eat pizza by the slice. I eat it by the pizza.
Now, there's a lot of good New York pizza, but there's also a lot of not good New York pizza.
That's
as well.
Actually the truth, because yeah. there's no defying that there are places in New York and you just get exactly what you want.
Yeah.
And there's an art to just a simple piece of that New York pizza. There's an art to it. It's not like any. So I do get it. But you're right. Sometimes you're somewhere. There have been places in L.A. where you're like, wow, they unless you, you know, and, you're like, this
I mean,
is pretty good.
Pizza.
Sorry for the reverb.
Yeah, plus, it's Domino's. Pizza.
I'm saying, and you know what? Honestly,
Domino's.
I kind of like Domino's.
Yeah, yeah. Like
really,
pizza,
really.
Pizza's really hard to.
People really shit on Domino's a lot, but I don't think they're
can
that
I,
bad.
Can I tell you? I do this thing.
I think they're okay.
I'm not saying I don't crave sometimes a New York style. Domino's is a different taste, but and when I crave that, you know, just a slice, even the size of it, but. A lot of times I do get Domino's, and I'm a big person who replates things. So one night I had a friend over, and I'll just take it out of the box, put it on, like, parchment
who
paper.
Who is a friend?
Or I can't say. I honestly...
Drop
David
the name.
Spade.
No,
drop
no,
name.
No, 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 no. He's done the show a lot, though, but it doesn't even
no,
matter.
Drop the name.
So he goes... Jack Hackett.
Oh!
Bro. Anyway... So I got it, but I put it on like a chopping block. Like if I had three chopping blocks and the pizzas came and you guys were in here, I would just throw it on a chopping block and parchment paper, put a little tan season next to it. And I sometimes I'll get like pizzas that like don't see like order clean pizzas like with just maybe you know spinach, you know, and it looks like you know and the look, you know, you sort
from
of
Domino's?
Know
they,
from
they
Domino's,
spinach
yeah,
pizza? Really?
Yeah, they do just spinach and it looks good. It makes like a and he's eating it, and he goes, wow, this is real. And I know he meant it. I go, oh, I didn't like getting him because I know he's like a pizza. He likes good pizza. And then I go, it's Domino's. Oh, I'm sorry. Like, it, my deception of presenting wow. it nicely.
That's, you know, that's like one of those commercials.
That's
where they
it should
trick
be a commercial.
Into drinking Maxwell House coffee or whatever.
Why can't this be a commercial right here? Why couldn't Domino's play what we just did, give us some money for it?
I mean, you could.
We
I
could.
Mean, you could.
What do you want? I want a new Todd Glass show. How come? It's just the bits, Todd Gate. Is that all right? Well, it's the number one podcast. Ooh, bop, bop, bop. Shalang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang. What do you want? I want a new Todd Glass show. How come? It's just the bits Todd gave me. Is that all right? Well, it's the number one podcast. Ooh, bop, bop, bop. Shalang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang. What do you want? I want a new Todd Glass show. How come? It's just the bits Todd gave. Is that all right?
It's a lot of responsibilities to run this show.
what do you want?
And that's a parody of something, right? That's,
yeah, that's a parody. What is that a parody of? What do you want? I want a new tongue. That's a great one. I want a shang-a-lang-a-ding, booty-ba-boom, a-ba-ba-boop-ba-boop-ba.
Now, what's your music guy's name again?
Joe McKenzie.
See, he's like a Weird Al kind of a man.
Joe is not only the songs, like, he'll find out about the guest, and he'll, but also, he, like, he does these.
I love
these,
my song. Can we play my song again?
Here, want to hear the song? Should not eat carrots and try to talk. Hold on, before you play his.
Sir, that's rule number one.
The song he gave me when he first came up to me after a show. And we're like, these are like great arrangements. And I didn't know he did all of them in the beginning. I'm like, you know, anybody that takes the time to do a song about the show, you're always like, oh, that's nice. But you're like, these are like really, like someone puts a lot into this. And we heard it. This is what we heard the first one. We went back to the hotel. And we're like, oh, this is the song that that guy in the audience gave us. And we're like, this is good.
I can start Friday now, talk glasses on.
It's recorded low for some reason.
I can hear all the things that he wants to say.
I don't think this one is it.
Whether the silly bits or serious.
No, that's my fault. I think, and Joe knows. Joe knows. Wherever he's at, he knows. There's a kind of hush. But we played that one already, didn't you? Not a kind of hush. What was the other one? The other one.
Oh.
Sorry. I'm fine. Love me. No. All right. Shh. Take it easy, Todd.
The Todd Glass Show is professional, so it's time to go to commercial.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Oh, Kinda Day?
That's what we just played.
Oh, we did? The one we just said, no, that's not it?
It's going to be bright.
You said, no, that's not it.
Well, that's not what I heard. No, seriously, I'm getting a lot of... And this one here already said he's tired of your shit. No, Aaron said to me before the show started, didn't you? You said I can't take Duncan's shit anymore.
Well, you're kind of... Don't say that in front of me.
Let's put this over here. I'm going to do a real show now.
Can you bring up YouTube on that?
Sure.
Am I allowed to?
You want to? How about a song? Remember, you said you might take Be Gutsy.
Well, I might be gutsy, but there's Bobby McFerrin does a great arrangement of that song.
Which song?
That Sunshiny Day or whatever.
Oh, really? Let's let it breathe. Let's play it.
But there's specifically a video. He pulls this woman out of the audience to sing with him, and she's like a great singer too. And the two of them are collaborating.
You know what? I only learned about Bobby Darin about 3 years ago. Like, I always heard his name, and I knew who he was, but
I'm talking about Bobby McFerrin.
You're talking about Bobby McFerrin. Bobby McFerrin, I probably don't know that much about him, except that
he does all those acapella songs.
Don't worry, be happy.
That type of shit?
That type of fucking
shit.
Yeah,
it's fucking great. It's fun to have fun. It's fun to fuck around with your voice. Do you have any, now let's make it like we're there. That means I'm going to let this breathe. I'm going to bring the lights down. We wouldn't be watching him if he was here. We'd be watching him on that stage. And here we go. Wow, it's exciting. Everybody applaud, maybe, like he's walking out to the stage.
Bobby McFerrin.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone.
gone all the dark clouds had me blind. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. Gonna be a bright sunshiny day. Well, I think I can make it now. The pain's gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared. Here is that rainbow I've been praying for. Gonna be a bright sunshiny day. Bright, sunshiny day. Look all around, nothing but blue sky. Look straight ahead, nothing but blue sky. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the clouds that had me blind. Gonna be a bright sunshine day.
Wow. Say whose name that is again.
That's Bobby McFerrin, who did Don't Worry, Be Happy.
And when did he, so that he did what, Don't Worry, Be Happy, what year was it?
Early 90s. Yeah.
And then how old was he then? Is he alive still?
Yeah, I think
probably,
so.
Oh,
yeah.
He is. Okay, cool.
13 years ago.
Yeah. I get sad.
And if you see that full video, he pulls that woman from the audience, and I don't think she's a plant, because I saw another video where he did that with a different person, and she, like, kind of fucked it up. It wasn't that good, so... Yeah, so I think that is real. So I, mean,
I love to
video
see that
in particular,
stuff.
That woman is like a really good singer too, and she's just an anonymous person. I don't know who she is.
Oh, that woman singing?
Yeah, he pulled her.
Oh
from the
my
audience.
God, I forgot that. I thought yeah. you meant like later in the song, and I felt bad for turning it off before that
no,
woman.
No, yeah.
She's okay. part of the McNally Smith College of Music faculty. Her name is Judy Donahue.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
Then she ended up getting thrown out.
Yeah,
she got thrown out because he doesn't like when people
heckle.
She said
it was a carrot instead of a peanut butter.
She got a big
pearl
head
pearl
after
pretzel.
That video, and she started demanding a lot, and you know, just had to get rid of it.
Well, hold on. Wow, just think pizza's on its way soon. You should order more. We're going to order in the show. You know this show's on the same time as Marc Maron. You played this already. No.
Oh, I didn't realize we're not allowed to play the same drop twice in a show.
Well, now you have to play it again. You know this show's on the same time as Marc Maron.
Oh.
He curses too much.
He does curse too much. And Brian Regan.
I remember
Brian
what you
Regan.
Said now.
He doesn't need to curse so much.
I got you a cookie. I got you a cookie. And can you open it up?
Yeah.
I do this. Well, I'll tell you.
Oh, my gosh. Look at this.
Yeah,
this
I got
nice.
Your cookie.
What kind of cookie is this?
It's an oatmeal. I do it every single show. I've gotten the guests a cookie and a candle, and I let them light it for good luck and make a wish. So.
Hold on.
Oh, my God. This is so
look,
nice.
I know.
I've
I
done
know,
it for every guest.
No.
All right.
Okay.
Anyway.
Look, I know
why
I haven't
you light
been,
it? I've done
haven't
it for
been
every
on as g- often recently, but...
Duncan, please.
No, you haven't done this before.
Why would it be important to
no,
point
Todd,
it out?
You haven't done this
oh,
ever.
Okay.
This is literally
no.
the first
oh,
time you've
actually
ever done
he
that.
He lit it for
no,
real.
No, Todd, no. This is bullshit.
Well, no.
This is that's... bullshit. Are you fucking kidding me?
Duncan, stop.
No,
you got...
back tonight to help
it's
you
nice.
With the board.
Duncan, stop.
It's nice.
And then I have to go along...
It's nice. It's all right.
I have to go along with this that you get a fucking cookie for every guest and you give them a little candle.
Duncan.
Wow.
This isn't about... Come on, be honest with me. did it for every
No,
guest.
You haven't done it once.
This feels real.
This is the first time I've ever seen you do it. Do you know the number of cookies I would have loved to have? Not even as a guest, just as a friend.
Guys.
If you're just giving out cookies to fucking people you don't
hey,
even
hey,
know.
Hey, hey, hey.
You know, you're not, this isn't making
let's
the,
all,
this
let's,
isn't
can
making
we...
The show fun.
Oh, it's not making the show fun.
No, this
it's
is uncomfortable, actually. Honestly, this is kind
you're
of...
You're acting. You're gaslighting me. God, you're gaslighting me right now
wow.
with what you're doing.
For this bit, every time I even question him, his rage grows twice as much.
No, but seriously, Duncan.
No, this is a step too far. I put up with a lot of shit.
Come on, you gotta listen to
no,
my
no,
side.
No. I put
you
up with a lot
to my
of
side.
Shit.
Can I start
Todd?
Eating the cookie?
Yes,
or?
Yes.
I put up with a lot of shit, Todd. The things I haven't
it's
said
good.
On the show
I mean,
that I could have
I'm
said
sure.
on the show.
All right,
the time
on.
We were in Springfield and
hey,
Curry together. All
right, let's do the
and
show.
I didn't mention what happened there.
This feels like an overreaction.
But now all of a sudden we give every guest a cookie.
All right. Hey.
This is the first fucking time you've done it, and now you're putting on this little song.
Hey.
Oh, I'm Todd Glass. I'm Mr. Cookie. I give all my guests cookie and a little candle.
You're really reading.
I don't even care that you didn't
you're
give it to other guests.
This.
I mean,
you know what, Duncan?
It's okay that
no.
Fuck this show. This is fucking bullshit.
Come on,
you,
be cool.
I don't even know why
it.
That is something
you
would get
what?
Upset about.
Come
it's
on,
like,
be cool.
Oh,
where are you gonna go? Well, you're, the car won't
bye
start.
Bye.
The car
no,
won't.
Bye.
All right, it's not here you.
That might be a problem with
the car.
With
Duncan, why don't you?
No,
since
on,
your
hey.
Since your car won't start, why don't you at least?
No, dude. I don't.
No, I don't think the car is going anywhere.
That sounds like that's.
Duncan, I think I'm not wishing you.
Hey.
Your car.
Hey.
Yeah, but you can go, but your car.
I don't know
you're
why
gonna
you're
kill.
Getting so mad about that.
You're gonna hurt the engine, Duncan. Stop, Duncan.
You're putting on a facade.
I don't care. I mean. Oh my God. He's turning the key this whole time. He's sitting in the front seat.
Please
this
sit
is,
down.
This is
please,
honestly,
I'm begging
has
you.
Gotten to a point
he's right. He's right.
I'm out of here.
Bye-bye. Okay, it started. Oh, no.
Oh,
he's going. All right, let's. Oh,
oh
no,
my God.
He's walking back. He's coming. Duncan. Oh, he's walking. Oh, my God.
Oh,
he's walking
hurt.
Back towards the studio. I can see
oh,
him.
He's hurt.
Duncan.
Don't think this makes up for the cookie.
He's walking back. He looks like he has a broken leg.
Oh my God! He's
oh. Well, have a seat.
Doesn't mean I'm okay with
all
the
right.
cookie scenario.
I'm gonna tell you the truth about the cookie.
We're gonna have to end this.
Here's the truth about the cookie.
What?
I still wonder why it upset you so much, but I'm gonna tell you the truth. I've never done it with a guest before.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Well, let me get it out. Why?
Why?
I mean, change your attitude, man. Seriously, I have a newer guest. I don't know him that well, and I just want him to think, oh, they must do this for every guest. I thought it would make it like a fun thing. In hindsight, I should have said it was just for him. It probably made him feel more special if I don't do it for every guest. But I was just trying to have a good time.
Was that so hard?
Boom!
There's no way that fucking guy was going to get that. Oh, all of a sudden.
10-year-old Tom got season 2. Doo-da, doo-da.
10-year-old Tom got season 2. All the doo-da day.
Principal Todd Glass. Top building is class.
10-year-old Tom got season 2.
All the doo-da day. Boom, boom.
By the way, I love 10-year-old Tom.
Thank
I can't
you.
Wait for season 2. Is it going to happen for real? Because
yeah, it's all good. I don't know if they're using me. The guy said we're going to use you less. Is that bad? No. That's
did
my
you
joke.
Record it,
I say
or?
No. I've only done like 4 or 5 so far,
oh,
but
okay.
There's a lot more to do. They do the animation afterwards.
Yeah.
So they let you ad lib a lot. It's really fun to do. The car leaving bit. I love that bit. What about a song? Now, I don't want you to feel pressure because I'm bringing it up. It could all be right. Karaoke, maybe something we all sing. You don't have to. You could do half of it. You could say pass. We have a run from the bit jingle. Did you? I'm hungry as shit. I don't know, but I like to sing.
Cookie.
What?
I'm eating my little.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did you make a wish?
Yeah.
Hey, would you do 30?
A jillion billion. Move.
Would you, can you do like 25 TikToks tonight just from the show? I'm a guy who has no perception of that. Hey, would you do 25 million TikToks?
I would.
25 TikToks.
Thing,
okay, can you sing? I actually wrote that down. that drink is good, I'm going to tell you. Don't ever eat carrots. They're harder. You can eat cookies and peanut butter pretzels. Carrots get.
They're really bad for you.
They're not bad for you. Is that water? Do you have enough water? Because we're going in for the close.
Wow.
How about we do this? We order, as we're right now, we order the pizza. That way, as soon as the podcast ends, we have our pizza. It's like a nice thing to end instead of ending the podcast.
A pizza party.
And then we have a pizza party.
Wow.
So can I get mine with just, well, you tell me when you're ready. We're going to do it right now. We'll do it live.
Where are you ordering from?
Domino's.
Can we bring up the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire music?
Yes, that's, we can make it like it's a game show. Yeah. See, if it's part of the show, people can't say, oh, Todd, you can't just order food while you're doing your podcast. But you go, oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was part of our bit that we were doing. I heard music in the background.
If you put that music on,
what are you going to do?
It turns it into a game
show.
Now,
let me ask you a question. You can get a walk away right now with the gazillion dollars or order a pizza. And then you'd get to order any pizza you want. You could do it live on the podcast. And then what we would do is
you
we'd
must be nervous.
We'd give
ordering
the
a pizza.
You must be nervous.
Everything is right on this.
We would give the pizza delivery guy as a consolation prize $5,000. So do you want to order pizza for everybody in the room and walk from a gajillion dollars? And then you would order a pizza for everybody live on the air. You'd like to do that?
Hey,
look, you have to say it.
Me? You want me to order the pizza?
Yes, you're going to, instead of a quinjillion dollars, would you like to order pizza or whatever we want from Domino's live on the air? See, I'm trying to work ordering it so then it's part of the show. So we're like, okay, we're going to order. You're going to walk from a kid. What would you have done with a quinjillion dollars? Because pizza you can eat. We know what you can do with pizza. What do you
I
do with the kitchen?
This is when I give the real answer.
Yeah, what
I
would you have done?
Cure cancer with that money.
Well,
I'm going to go for the pizza.
But you're going to have pizza. Well, you're a simple man. And you're going to go for the keeps the bit going. Now listen. What kind of pizza are you going to order?
Oh, you're not going to. Oh, you're okay. We're just getting pizza. You're not having any, right? Okay, let's get sushi then. That's what you do. You teach people a lesson. The minute they're not staying. What if I got sushi? Would you stay for sushi? Seriously. Sushi? My mom's sick. She's not doing well. Can you help me out? The saxophone. Saxophone makes me feel happy. All right, we'll order off. Well, no. Let's still do it that way. And you go. Who's ordering the pizza?
This is harder than I thought.
I hate to be this guy, but I'm not even that hungry. I just
really?
Got excited for the idea of. Ordering
I know.
Pizza.
Let me tell you something. There's good
happy,
news either way because when no one gets the pizza, what I do, it's like a nice alternative.
Yeah.
I go up to a food truck right at the corner of Pico, so it's like so close, and I get a burrito. So in a weird way, it's quicker.
Mm.
So it's always a, oh, Jesus Christ, I'm sorry. And you know what I do? I have them twice grill it. Once you have a twice grilled burrito, there's really no other way to do it. You know what I mean? Where they really grill it once it's made. After you roll the burrito, you put it back on the grill. It forms it. It stays together so much better. Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you're going to sing. You're going to close with a song.
Well, I'm going to close with a song.
Mm-hmm. You said you wanted to sing.
Surely.
All night long. I want to sing. I want to sing. How about it could be a sing-along?
Yeah, can we pull up a karaoke track?
Of what? What do we got? And I'm not putting you on the spot, am I?
No.
And you're going to bring us to close with some...
Do that...
maybe pretend we're in the lounge bit.
What is it called? Do for Love?
I'll give you so much reverb you won't know what the fucking... your head will go spinning.
Bobby Cobb?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Thank you. By the way, this was fun. If I had a burrito right now, I'd do another 20 minutes.
2 hours and 15 minutes.
God, see, it's when someone's not telling me, I'm like, I think, am I ending early? And then I look at the clock, I'm like, no, you've done a... We did a two-hour... What did we do? We took a little break. There was no break. We took one picture, and that was all we got.
I guess you're wondering.
Okay, you're going to have to really eat the mic.
I search and find love within. I came back to let you know.
Wow.
I got a thing for you, and I can't let go. My friends wonder what is wrong with me. Well, I'm in the day from your love.
That's a spicy meatball. Harris Whittles would say, Todd, that's a spicy ending. And that's how we end.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like, every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you, it's you I like. It's you. I like.